Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Kevin Loriff. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
So Kevin is the Runge Nature Center manager. If you've not been to Runge here in the capital city, you should go. It's a beautiful facility. So let's talk about it first. We've got some things coming up, but let's talk about Runge. So tell me a little bit about how big it is, what's featured out there.
Yeah, we opened in 1993 in July. In fact, we just celebrated our 30th birthday, being in the community and providing a free resource for anything having to do with conservation, of course, but anything outdoors, fish, forest, wildlife, things people find in their yard and in that grandma's house, and they want to know places to go to enjoy nature, and we give lots of programs about nature, a lot of events and activities, so really a one-stop shop for anything outdoors.
Yeah.
For families, for people that maybe have lived in Jefferson City all their lives, for people from other parts of the state. We're just really a hub of a lot of services for families.
Sure. So how big is it in acreage?
112 acres.
Wow.
90 acres is on the main campus there at Runge. Then we have an extra 30 acres across Highway 79, which is kind of banked for the future as a green space,
yeah,
which, you know, becomes more and more important every year.
Sure.
As development happens, we've already got subdivisions all around us, so we are really happy to be that green natural spot and really close to the in the city, in the middle of the town.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, I'm reminded every night as I drive home, this time of year especially, the deer are becoming more active. And that's one of the reasons why we brought you in, was to talk a little bit about it, because whether you're seeing one or two amble across your yard or they are along the drive home, you're keenly aware that deer are more active this time of year with the cooler weather and the fall season. So we thought we'd first of all take a look at the state's deer population just to get a better sense of how big it is, how we got there, because it wasn't always so large, is my understanding,
mm-hmm,
how conservation tries to manage the size of it, the health of the herd, and then new considerations for hunters this year and what we might face as the fall hunting season is well underway. So first, let's just talk about how big the population is.
For people who might remember the 50s and 60s, and even when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, it was a rare occasion to see a deer or even hear about a deer. I grew up in Southwest Missouri, and we just had no deer. It kind of made the news when somebody saw a deer track. And that was pretty much statewide. I mean, there were some holdouts like in the Ozarks and more remote areas, but still, we were just down to probably several thousand deer in the low thousands. And then with new regulations, better enforcement, just more science put into the management of deer, the population has slowly been increasing to where today we have around 1.5 million deer in the
wow
state.
Yeah.
So you can imagine that growth has been wonderful. The vast majority of people love seeing deer. They love seeing wildlife and knowing Missouri landscape is healthy enough for healthy populations of animals. A lot of people like deer especially. Not just hunters, but people like seeing them in their yard. They like feeding them on their property. They like seeing them on their farms. They're just a wonderful animal to have in the state. So I mentioned people wanting to photograph them. People want to just view them. And of course, hunting. Hunting is a big tradition in Missouri, and we have about 500,000 people, mm-hmm, who hunt deer, which is great because not only does that help us manage that population to be in a healthy state, but it's also a very important connection to the land and connection with families and friends who go hunting together and who harvest that meat and share it with their families, you know, year round. There's also a Share the Harvest program where hunters can donate the deer meat to food pantries, an established program like that, which is just wonderful. I mean, it's hard to count all the many ways that people appreciate deer throughout the state.
So most of the deer around here are white-tailed deer. Is that predominant species,
yes,
throughout the state?
Yes, that's the only species we have, native, okay, species that we have in Missouri.
Yeah. Yes. You mentioned Southwest Missouri. I grew up in Northwest Missouri, and I got to say, I think the deer are bigger there.
They are,
is there a difference in the population of the deer throughout the state, like some areas that are more heavily impacted than others?
Yes, and that changes practically from year to year. You might remember a big drought we had in 2012. That really reduced the deer population statewide, because when drought happens, water is more of a commodity. It's harder to come by, and deer will be more likely to be attracted to fewer and fewer bodies of water, like ponds. Mm-hmm. And there's a small midge that breeds, and the life cycle is in the mud in the bodies of water. And that midge can transmit a disease called a hemorrhagic disease, also known as blue tongue, which is often, not always, but it's often fatal to deer. It was enough of a problem that it really knocked the deer population back, so that even now we're just kind of rebounding from that.
Yeah.
So in the state, you know, because of things like that, a chronic wasting disease that we haven't present in the state now, and just different natural, you know, checks and balances on deer, we do have them fluctuate in different regions of the state. That's why every year some of our regulations change.
Yeah.
For management reasons, for hunting regulations, just to address the fact that population changes from time to time.
Sure.
You know, generally statewide, it's doing very well. And generally statewide, the population has been increasing since that drought. But, you know, regionally, there will always be checks and balances on
sure.
that population.
Well, and as you mentioned, Mother Nature helps manage the herd. But then conservation has some specific things that it does. For instance, the hunting seasons. What are some other management efforts conservation takes to gauge the size and the health of the population?
Yeah, there's a lot of answer to that question.
Okay.
By far, hunting is the biggest tool and most important tool that we have in the state to manage our deer herd, not only to keep the numbers in check, but also, as you mentioned, to monitor populations. We also have a special monitoring program going on now with chronic wasting disease, otherwise known as CWD. We need to know where that disease is in the state population so we can suppress it, try to ameliorate it, try to keep it from spreading, because it is 100% fatal in deer. And so we're trying to keep a lid on that as much as possible, because our deer herd is so important in the state. But other management things have to do with tweaking those hunting regulations in different areas, as I mentioned, making them more liberal in some areas, like we do have now with CWD, a little more restrictive in some areas. And all that has to do with science. I mean, really collecting data on a scientific level as far as where the populations are, what they're doing. There's a lot of different survey techniques that our research branch does for that.
And you mentioned with CWD, so one of the ways that you help monitor that is you have stations set up in some of the areas that you know it's more prevalent.
That's right. So CWD is a dangerous threat to our deer herd. And for the last, maybe 10 years or so, roughly, we've been requiring a mandatory check-in for deer, for hunters, during just 2 days of the year. And it's during the opening weekend of our regular firearms deer season. The whole season is November 11 through 21, but the mandatory days for sampling is November 11 and 12. So if you're hunting, you harvest a deer in one of our 39 counties that are now mandatory sampling, then you need to take that deer to a published site, an area in the community where people, conservation department employees and volunteers, will extract the lymph nodes from those deer so we can scientifically detect exactly where that disease is and where it isn't, because that feeds our knowledge and changing of the regulations for the years to come.
Sure. So those 39 counties, are any of them here in central Missouri?
No. Luckily, the 39 counties in Missouri where it's required that hunters bring their deer for check-in during the opening weekend, they are kind of scattered throughout the state, but you'll see a big clump of counties in northwest Missouri, a big clump south of St. Louis, southeast of St. Louis, another cluster around southwest Missouri, and then several newly recognized counties along the Arkansas border where CWD is found. And we've been adding a county or two every year down there. Arkansas also has a problem with CWD, and so we really have to monitor the CWD in the state and in several places where CWD has been discovered in the deer herd. So luckily, right around in mid-Missouri, Cole County, actually Montotaw, Cooper, Howard, Boone, Callaway, Osage, Marys, Miller, Morgan, all that in central Missouri, there's been no positive found in that area.
All right. Well, and I'm going to insert a plug in here for a conservation booklet that has a map of those counties as well as a lot of details. The 2023 Fall Deer and Turkey Hunting Booklet. Where can one get that information in addition to the conservation website?
Yes. Our website is a great way to access that information, and our website is mdc.mo.gov, MDC as in the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Okay.
So online is a great way to learn about these regulations. They always come out in July for the following fall. And we also have these booklets available at all of our conservation offices, also in sporting goods stores around. It's readily available, and we always have plenty of these because it is important if you are a hunter that you review these regulations every year because, as I mentioned, they do change every year for scientific reasons to manage our deer herd and keep it healthy. And it also lists all the different seasons that we have for deer and turkey, all the different methods that you can use, all the different locations where they're able to be conducted, different requirements. All the regulations are in here.
So there are a lot of interesting seasons obviously coming up for those who are interested in deer hunting. One that struck my fancy that I didn't realize was happening in the city is there's a managed hunt that's going to take place at Runge Nature Center. Kind of give us an idea of why are we doing a hunt there, what that looks like.
Yeah, every year, well, since 2016, we've had a managed hunt at Runge Nature Center. And the reason for that is several, which is common throughout the state, is to keep our deer herd down. As you know, deer can reproduce fairly quickly sometimes if the conditions are right. And we have 112 acres at Runge, which sounds like a lot, but really it's not when you're considering populations of a pretty good sized animal. And so we have the managed hunt for several reasons. First of all, to keep that deer population in check on our grounds, but also to reduce deer collisions on our highways. Sometimes even before our managed hunt, we've had up to 20 deer killed on Highway 179 right outside our driveway there. We've also had people in the subdivision complaining about actually too many deer that have been eating their landscaping plants, you know, they're in their yard. That can add up to be pretty expensive.
Sure.
And so, as all over the state, people love deer, but they don't want too many deer.
Right.
They want a lot of deer, but they want the deer to be healthy. It's a juggling act to, you know, try to keep our population happy and to be able to use it for a lot of the ways people want to use it. So I mentioned the managed hunt at Runge next weekend, November 3 through 5. It's the only 3 days of the year that we close our trails. We do that to keep the hunters safe and to keep our visitors off the trails and keep them safe. And there are quite a few of those managed hunts throughout the state, even in places that normally don't allow hunting, like our Missouri State Parks.
Sure.
Several areas that we really need to keep that deer population in check, provide a new opportunity for people, like in Jefferson City and the city limits. Our managed hunt is always an archery only. And in fact, Jefferson City does also allow archery hunting in the city limits. Even they're allowed to use guns if the zoning is zoned a special way and you have at least 10 acres or more. So those are municipal laws that you have to check, because all municipalities are different about how they allow deer hunting in the city limits.
Sure.
But it's an important enough tool that it is allowed in many city limits in cities. And our managed hunts, our special hunts, all this different special seasons are all mainly for the same purposes, not only to keep the deer herd in check and healthy, but also reduce those deer vehicle collisions. That is also can be a serious thing.
Sure. So during this hunt, will the Nature Center still be open? I mean, obviously the trails are closed because of the hunt. Kind of give us an idea of what, if you go out there next weekend, what you'd be able to do.
Yeah, the building will be open Friday and Saturday during the hunt, November 3rd and 4th. The trails are closed during those 3 days, November 3 through 5. But the building, our exhibits, our library, our viewing area, all the services are still be available in the building. Normally, our building is open every day of the week except for Sunday and Monday. And we're open 8 to 5 every day, except we do have extended hours on Thursday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All right. So how many archers will be participating in the hunt? I assume you already lined them up?
Yeah, it's through a lottery system. Mm-hmm. It's usually in July when they apply for these managed hunts throughout the state, including the one at Runge. And our hunts are usually between 5 and 8 hunters. So not a lot, but that gives them room to spread out the runge in different parts of the nature center, so they're not crowding out and each other out, and that helps ensure a quality hunt. Yeah. For our hunters.
So how many deer would you hope that they might be able to harvest?
On average, we harvest about 4 deer a year, which is not a lot, but it's enough that helps us keep our deer population healthy. Some years we'll harvest 6 or 7, some years 2 or 3, and one year 0.
Yeah.
Just depends on the weather and how ambitious our hunters are.
Yeah.
But that seems to be a good, sustainable harvest number, because every year we see about the same number of deer on our property.
Yeah.
You know, like statewide, deer don't pay attention to boundaries and property lines.
Right.
And fences, they can easily jump over most fences. So, you know, our deer population is also connected with our neighborhood, our subdivisions, mm-hmm. our cemetery to the northwest of us. And so, you know, even though deer may or may not live on our property, as residents, they will come and go also through our property, through our neighborhood subdivisions and so forth. And so that also helps those subdivisions. Some places have too many deer and been on their property. Just the other day, someone came in and said, our neighbor has, you know, 10 acres and has never allowed hunting forever, but now she's willing to because there's just so many deer eating so many landscaping and yard plants.
Yeah. So are there any tips you could give homeowners that are trying to protect their hostas and other delicious deer cuisine?
Deer love hostas, don't they? That's one of the first things to go.
They do.
Deer candy. First thing to look at is hunting, because as I mentioned, that's the number one tool. And allowing does to be harvested, because as you can imagine, that's the most important gender of deer to be regulated. And then there are several deer deterrents on the market for gardening and landscaping, the vast majority of which don't work. But if you can find something that's rich in protein, at the Nature Center, sometimes we'll make a mixture of raw eggs and dried milk, mix it with water, and sprinkle that on our plants that we don't want eaten. And that does seem to work. It's smelly enough or protein rich enough. Does seem to work. The only downfall is you have to apply it after rain, reapply it. Other than that, maybe high fences, you have to have at least 8 feet to keep deer out. And that's always not a feasible or, you know, economically feasible, but it is possible. I know some landowners do that for their gardens, protect their vegetable gardens.
Yeah.
Put a great big old fence around it. You can also use electric fence. Seems to work pretty well. But yeah, hunting is probably the best way.
All right. Well, Kevin, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, yeah. I'm always happy to talk about nature and some wildlife resources that we enjoy here in Missouri.
All right. So get out there and check out the Runge Nature Center. Say hi to Kevin while you're out there.
Yeah, you bet. Come on in.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google.